we will talk about marginalized voices, namely, are there people who are marginalized or excluded? Who are they and how are they marginalized or excluded? And ideas and stories of success.
Should we start with who are they?
Yeah,
maybe.
Maybe I can start case I lived in Turkey. For example, the Roma young people, they are not really marginalized in Turkey. The people has prejudice, but not as prejudice as the other countries in Europe. But still, they are not involved in the policy making because they are not organized, they are not educated very well, and even if they want to take some initiatives, they don't know how to do it. For example, nowadays I'm supporting one of the NGO in Turkey. They are quite well known because they are the only one as a young people. But they don't know how to reach the, you know, this kind of project, or they don't know how to make fundraising, or they don't know how to say what are their problems, and they need really support. And if they want to do some big activities, still as they are marginalized group, it's not so easy as other young people. And also disabled young people. This is another case. Also, we live in all the European countries, but also in Turkey. For example, especially if you work on the east and north part of the Turkey, there are many disabled young people, and they even cannot access to education or some, you know, basic rights. And it's hard to involve them for the policy making process. So there are some projects, some associations who are working especially on this issue, but still the level of rights are still on the basic. They even cannot access to the daily rights, so then it's hard to take them, to involve them to decision-making policies process.
Yeah, but these Roma people, you said, I think it's all over Europe, the same situation, that there are a group of people, they are really sometimes discriminated, or their voice is really not heard. And this is discrimination and something like marginalization for its cultural reasons, actually, because they are not thinking the way like let's say in Poland. They've got their own way of doing things by the culture, of course, and it's not the same way as formal decision making. So this is some kind of marginalization for the culture reasons, I think, which is very important to see people with different culture, different way of thinking, how to involve them, I think.
Yeah, I think one of the problems about the Roma people, they are, of course, discriminating, and they are ignored mainly. But I got the impression that they are not, they don't have a feeling that they have the equal rights. I mean, they are not living it. I got the impression that they give up, I guess, in society. They felt that they don't have equal rights with other people. That's what I thought. For the first step, I guess, we need to raise awareness among them. Okay, you are equal with other people. Okay, don't give up with the life.
I think we can see in the opposite view that the society do not see them as equal.
Yeah, that's the same. But also, it happening for a long time. I guess they start believing in that. And maybe they are not trying to get their rights.
I'm not sure that they want to be included in the society as we see it. And then we understand it as they want to be excluded from the society, but I'm not sure that they want
excluded.
To be excluded from the society.
No, they don't want. I mean, they get used to it living out of society. That's what I meant. I'm not saying that they're I'm not blaming them. They're not their fault. But the people excluding them for a very long time. So that's the way they live, I guess.